What's the population?
20,000 people, Partner Elijah. Bailey accepted that for a moment. Then he said mildly,
You mean 20 million, don't you?
His scant knowledge of the outer worlds was enough to tell him that although the worlds were underpopulated by earthly standards, the individual populations were in the millions.
20,000 people, Partner Elijah, said the robot again.
Well, you mean the planet has just been settled?
Not at all. It has been independent for nearly 2 centuries, and it was settled for a century or more before that. The population is deliberately maintained at 20,000, that being considered optimum by the Solarians themselves.
Well, how much of the planet do they occupy?
All the fertile portions.
Which is in square miles?
30 million square miles, including marginal areas.
For 20,000 people?
There are also some 200 million working positronic robots, Partner Elijah.
Jehoshaphat! Well, that's 10,000 robots per human!
It is by far the highest such ratio among the outer worlds, Partner Elijah. The next highest, on Aurora, is only 50 to 1.
What can they use so many robots for? What do they want with all that food?
Food is a relatively minor item. The mines are more important, and power production more important still.
Bailey thought of all those robots and felt a trifle dizzy.
200 million robots.
So many among so few humans.
The robots must litter the landscape.
An observer from without might think Solaria a world of robots altogether and fail to notice the thin human leaven. He felt a sudden need to see. He remembered the conversation with Minim and the sociologic prediction of Earth's danger. It seemed far off, a bit unreal, but he remembered. His personal dangers and difficulties since leaving Earth dimmed the memory of Minim's voice stating enormities with cool and precise enunciation, but never blotted it out altogether. Bailey had lived too long with duty to allow even the overwhelming fact of open space to stop him in its performance. Data collected from a spacer's words, or from those of a spacer robot for that matter, was the sort of thing that was already available to Earth's sociologists. What was needed was direct observation, and it was his job, however unpleasant, to collect it. He inspected the upper portion of the ground car.
Is this thing a convertible, Daniil?
I beg your pardon, Partner Elijah, but I do not follow your meaning.